Let's cross the English Channel now. Go to Paris, where those gathering around the Eiffel Tower are celebrating. There's a free sound and light show every night for the next 2 months to celebrate the 120th birthday of the city's most iconic symbol. The show began last night, and Eleanor Beardsley was there.
Since the Millennium Celebration in 2000, the Eiffel Tower lights up and sparkles on the hour like a giant bottle of champagne. Since last night, the Eiffel Tower rocks. For 15 minutes, four times a night, a shower of synchronized lights and music pulsates from the monument. As French ballads morph into funk and rock, the lights beat out the rhythm, making the tower itself look like it's dancing. Last night, entranced spectators stared upward, most pointing cameras to record the moment. Millard Irwin from Carson City, Nevada, says he just stumbled upon the show.
We walked down to the Eiffel Tower here, and it happened.
It's 120 years old.
Incroyable, mais c'est bon.
Manchester, England natives Lynn and Raymond Barnes are in the City of Light celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary.
When we arrived, it was all flashing, but now it's doing this fantastic show of different coloured lights on one side. It's just nice.
The light show, which takes place on the facade of the Eiffel Tower that faces the Seine River and the Trocadero, is also environmentally friendly because it's powered by LED strobe lights. Technician Jérôme Chupin was part of the team that spent a month fixing more than 400 lights to the monument's girders.
It's even more beautiful than I imagined, and it doesn't consume much energy. I'm lucky, because not everyone gets the chance to express themselves on such a monument.
But not everyone is so enthusiastic. American exchange student Angela Kessler and her friends say the show is a bit tacky.
I feel like the Eiffel Tower is standing here saying, I can't believe you guys are humiliating me like this. But I'm dancing at the same time, so go figure. Okay, we see Angela. Hi!
Visitors have until December 31st to come to Paris and decide for themselves. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.